Chapter 3. Malik Bruder. When I get my first glimpse of the Chicago skyline, I know I'm not in Happy Valley anymore. Okay, we've seen cities before. This train alone passed through Oklahoma City, Kansas City, and St. Louis. Dinky compared to this. Don't get me wrong, any city, and 99.9% of all towns, is better than Serenity, New Mexico, the tiniest, stupidest, fakest pimple on the hairy butt of humanity. The fact that it's not there anymore, or at least that it's abandoned, makes the world a much better place. Too bad Laska's missing the first view of all these skyscrapers. We slow down and the announcement comes that the next stop will be Chicago's Union Station. I get out of my seat, walk to the bathroom at the end of the car, and give the special knock. 3, 2, 1. Amber slides the door open a couple of inches. Chicago, I tell her, and wait till you see it. She comes out, giving me her nastiest face. Next time, I get the real ticket, and you ride in the toilet. We only had enough money for one train fare, so one of us had to be the stowaway. I look older, and at least old enough to be traveling on my own. Amber had to tough it out. I wonder if it's worth the nagging I'm in for. You talk like you spent the last 2 days in there. Most of the trip, you were right next to me. It was just when the conductor was nosing around that you had to get lost. Just take me off this train, she mutters. People are looking at me like I belong in the hospital. Nobody spends so much time in the bathroom. Maybe you think we should have stayed in Texas with the Purples, I challenge. She relents a little. She knows as well as I do that Gus Alabaster is our only lead, our one connection to the beginning of Project Osiris, before we were born. All the other criminals we were cloned from are either in prison or dead. Except for CJ Rakoff, of course. The only reason he's not behind bars is because we broke him out. Andy stabbed us in the back for it. Stupid to trust Rakoff. Stupid to trust anybody connected to Hector. Or maybe I've got that backward, since Hector is Rakoff's clone. Anyway, a few days ago, Gus Alabaster, my guy.